Morning Watch, ITERO 2020, The Christian Life, Week 8. Having dispensational value to God in the last days to turn the age. Saturday. Related verses, 1 Kings 8:48. And if they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies who have carried them captive, and they pray to you toward their land that you have given to their fathers, the city that you have chosen, and the house that I have built for your name. 1 Peter 5:2-3. Shepherd the flock of God among you, overseeing not under compulsion, but willingly, according to God, not by seeking gain through base means, but eagerly, nor as lording it over your allotments, but by becoming patterns of the flock. Philippians 2:2-4. Make my joy full, that you think the same thing, having the same love, joined in soul, thinking the one thing. Doing nothing by way of selfish ambition, nor by way of vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, considering one another more excellent than yourselves. Not regarding each his own virtues, but each the virtues of others also. 2 Corinthians 5:20, on behalf of Christ, we are ambassadors. As God entreats you through us, we beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Nehemiah 5:15-16 and 18-19. But the former governors who were before me laid heavy burdens on the people and took from them food and wine, besides 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants tyrannized the people, but I did not do so because of the fear of God. And I also applied myself to the work on this wall. And we did not acquire fields, and all my servants were gathered there for the work. And what was prepared for one day was one ox and 6 choice sheep. Also fowl was prepared for me, as well as all kinds of wine in abundance every 10 days. Yet for this I did not demand the food appointed for the governor, for the service was heavy upon this people. Remember me, O my God, for good, all that I have done for this people. Suggested reading. Nehemiah was one who lived not in his natural man, but in resurrection. He was aggressive, but his aggressiveness was accompanied by other characteristics. First, he loved God. He also loved the Holy Land, signifying Christ, the Holy Temple, signifying the Church, and the Holy City, signifying the Kingdom of God. He loved God, and in typology, he loved Christ, the Church, and the Kingdom. As a person who loved God, Nehemiah was one who contacted God, prayed to God. Nehemiah trusted in God and even became one with God. Nehemiah was an aggressive person who loved God, the Holy Land, the Holy Temple, and the Holy City, who contacted God and had fellowship with him, who trusted in God, and who was one with God. As a result, he became the representative of God. In verses 14 through 19, we see Nehemiah's good example. Nehemiah and his brothers did not eat the food appointed for the governor for 12 years because of the fear of God. Nehemiah applied himself to work on the city wall. He, his brothers, and all his servants did not acquire fields. This means they did not receive any kind of payment. Rather, he fed richly at his table 150 Jews and rulers, besides those who came to him from the surrounding nations, not demanding the food appointed for the governor, for the building service was heavy on the people. Nehemiah, as the governor, in the position of a king, was a man with a pure heart for the rebuilding of Jerusalem's wall and carrying out God's economy. He was not selfish, he did not seek his own interests, and he was not indulgent in sexual lust like all the kings, including David. Therefore, he was qualified to enjoy the top portion, the kingship of the good land promised by God to his elect. Instead of being self-seeking, he fed others for the purpose of building up the wall. In human history, he might have been the only leader of a nation to behave in such a way. As a result, he was used by God. Nehemiah received help from God to carry out a great success in the work of rebuilding the wall of the city of Jerusalem. It is surely worthwhile for us today, especially the leading ones in the churches, to consider his example. Nehemiah was a head, a ruler of a nation, but he was altogether not ambitious, indicated by the fact that he recognized his need of Ezra. In reconstructing the nation, Nehemiah realized he did not know God's word, but Ezra, who was famous for his knowledge of the word of God, was still alive, and Nehemiah was willing to go to Ezra for help. Many of today's leaders would not seek help in such a way. Nehemiah knew that without Ezra, he could not reconstitute the people of God. Nehemiah was the perfect leader, the best leader in human history. Only under the leadership of such persons as Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah could Israel be reconstituted to be the testimony of God, the expression of God on earth, a people absolutely different from the Gentile nations. This is a type of what God wants the church to be today. There were no complaints about Nehemiah from the people. Everyone appreciated him and was grateful for him. We may say that Nehemiah was an outstanding elder, the best example of what an elder should be. I hope that all the elders in the churches today will be like Nehemiah.